So this is the audio to go along with page 17 in the book, Extra Chord Exercises After Learning G. So starting at the top, we've got G to A minor. So A minor is actually very similar to the E major chord. You just move your fingers down one string. So move all three of your fingers down one string. So you'll just want to practice all these chords on this page, these exercises in whole notes, half notes, and quarter notes like we did the other ones. So just to give you an example, I'll go ahead and do this first one, G to A minor. So starting off on the G chord, and now switch to A minor, and back to G, and A minor. So now in half notes, next exercise is G to A7 suspended fourth. Now to form that chord, all you have to do is from the G chord, just leave your third and fourth fingers in place and take the second finger off and then move the first finger down one string. So you'll see this chord a lot in songs where they start off with the G chord, but then they leave their third and fourth fingers in place and they get their other chords just by moving the first and second fingers around or taking the second finger off. Next exercise is G to B7. You don't see B7 that much, but when you do see it, if you don't know how to play it, it's going to ruin your life and make it impossible to play the song. So this is definitely an important one to work on. So with this chord change, one way to think of it is that you're using all four fingers like you do with the G chord, and you just kind of have to bring your first and second finger down one string, and then move the third finger up one string, and then just move everything down one fret. So again, from G, move the first and second finger down one string, bring the third finger up one string, and then move all four of your fingers down one fret. The next one is G to C add 9, and this is a really easy one. All you have to do is, from the G chord, move your first and second fingers down one string, and leave your third and fourth fingers in place. It's one of the reasons why this chord is used so much in songs, is that it's really simple to get from G to this particular chord. Going down to the third line, you're going to be playing a G chord and then a D suspended fourth chord. So once again, the third and fourth fingers stay in the same spot. All you have to do is take the second finger off of the G chord, and then move your first finger down two strings, so it's on the third string, second fret of the third string, that is. Next one is G to D7. So with this one, that D7 chord is kind of like if you took the shape of a D chord and sort of flipped it upside down. But basically you're putting your first finger on the first fret of the second string, your second finger on the second fret of the third string, and then your third finger on the second fret of the first string. And on down to the fourth line, G to E minor. So we learned E minor back in the first group of chord exercises, and you do see G and E minor in songs quite a bit. It's a fairly common chord change. No explanation needed here. Just use the first and second fingers. It's on the fifth and the fourth strings, second fret, to play the E minor chord. And last exercise is G to E minor 7. So this is yet another one where you're leaving your third and fourth finger in place. And all you have to do to switch from G to this version of E minor 7, and there are numerous ways to play E minor 7, but in this case, you leave the third and fourth fingers in place, and then you just kind of slide the first finger back a little bit, still staying on the second fret of the fifth string to make room for the second finger on the second fret of the fourth string. So again, from G, you'll take the second finger off, and then just kind of slide the first finger back a little bit, but still staying on the second fret, and then put the second finger on the second fret of the fourth string.